Good evening. It's Thursday. No, it's Monday. Man, am I confused. It's Monday at 7:30, which means you're listening to the Phoning It In radio program on KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, KDVS.org. I'm Nadav, and right now from Arcata, California, we've got, once again, Mr. David Reza Jaberi. Are you there?
Yeah.
How's it going, dude?
It's going really well, really well. I'm in Eureka.
Oh, not Arcata?
You know what? It's like right next to Arcata, but it's definitely a different city.
Yeah.
It's got a different whole feel to it. But yeah, Eureka. And you can say Reza for my middle name. That's a good way.
Oh, sorry, dude.
No, of course, don't have asked
beforehand.
No. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Something to know. What's your last name, Nadav?
Carmel.
Carmel. Nice. Yeah.
What's the derivation of Reza Jaberi?
Reza, it's my dad's first name, actually.
Hmm.
And it's Iranian.
Okay.
So, yeah. Jaberi as well. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So are you... This might be a silly question, especially when to ask on the radio when you've got some songs to play.
Oh, really?
Is there a significant a substantial difference between Iranian and Persian?
You know, I don't think so, actually. That's a really good question. I can't really even answer it. I think that Persia like had Iran in it, and then after like all the countries split up, then Iran was like the only people that still, Iranians still call themselves Persians for some reason.
Hmm.
So I think there's significance for sure, but I'm not quite positive.
Yeah, just because I've met people who refer to themselves as Iranians, or people refer to themselves as Persians.
Persians,
so.
Yeah.
Never sure.
Speak Farsi. That's one thing. Everyone says, like, do you speak Iranian? I mean, Iranian works, but like,
yeah.
I don't know. The language is Farsi.
You got to get it right.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Educate yourself a little bit.
Yeah. So what's in store today? You're now a frequent guest on the show.
Yeah. Feels good. Feels right.
Yeah. So
I've kind of been just not doing my own show and just kind of hopping on other people's and setting up Kevin's. That was fun. So.
Yeah. So it's great to have you in the spotlight this time.
Yeah. Thank you. Glad to be here. I was talking to you earlier, but I've been a really big fan of your, I've been really, like, really into looking at, like, tons of archived, you know, shows every night, just, like, people I would have never found out about. It's really awesome, so.
Man, thank you. That's heartwarming. That's why I do this.
It's awesome.
The website is still a work in progress. One day it'll be finished.
It's pretty good.
Thanks.
It looks pretty finished. I don't know. What are you going to add to it?
Just some search functionality, better functioning podcast,
yeah,
things like that. Maybe a more easily updatable news blog on the front. I think the last date on that it's been updated on the front of the web page is at least 6 months ago.
Yeah,
but I mean, I'm still recording and putting shows up there.
How many shows do you have, like, total? Do you know?
Oh, geez, I think going on like 400 at this point. It's kind of ridiculous.
Cool.
But I've been doing the show on and off for 4 years, so
yeah.
I mean, there's just too much music out there.
Did you bring it with you to Davis, or?
I did. Yeah, I was. Okay. I started in Providence and then moved to Boston and got to do it there for a little while.
Yeah.
And then brought it to Davis.
Great.
So yeah, it's
California.
It's too good an idea to let die.
It's really cool. Thanks for letting me be a part of it.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Three times.
So do you want to start with a song and then check back in, make sure everything sounds okay?
Yeah, sounds good. I'll do acoustic song first so we can see if that sounds good.
Great.
Okay. All right.
Mosquitoes, they come through my window. There's a
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. That was on an older album, but a lot of people ask me to play that song when I go play places.
Yeah. Well, that's flattering.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I'd play it. If anyone had heard me, they'd probably want to hear it.
Yeah. So how long have you been making music?
Well, I started my first band with Aaron Schmidt from At Night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Name's like Godwater now, but we started playing music maybe like in ninth grade. We started our first band called No Perfect Hero, and it was like a pop punk band. And before that, I played piano, you know, for like 7 years, like in school. So,
and was that in Winters?
Was that in what?
Out here in Winters, you mentioned that you had family out here.
Oh, in Vacaville.
Vacaville, sorry.
No, that was actually in. That was in El Sobrane. I grew up in El Sobrane. It's like in Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Bay Area. And Aaron lived like around there. And we just kind of been playing music together for a long time in bands and got into it together and stuff. So
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's how long.
Yeah. Well, let's keep the hits coming and try another one.
All right. I'm going to try some of the loop pedal stuff. So, okay. This one's called Haven't Told You.
What do you think?
Sounding really good.
You can hear like the loop and everything.
Yeah, how many is that? Just loop? Or are you actually playing keyboard on
that
too?
Oh, I was like making, yeah, like starting the loop with the keyboard and then adding, you know, little drums and.
Yeah, it sounded great.
Fun, yeah.
So okay. This is. Are you tending more towards the loop pedal these days than the guitar?
When I'm home, I usually use it because I have all these like. Instruments that I can't all play at once.
Yeah.
So I can kind of do that through this.
Kind of a necessity.
Yeah, if I'm playing with someone else, it's a little difficult. But I've done it.
Sweet. Well, let's hear some more.
Okay. This one I've had a lot of trouble with, but it's a challenge for some reason. So I have a backup loop in case I can't pull it off.
All right.
All right. It's called Don't Listen. Can you hear that bass?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Was that all the from scratch version or the loop?
Yeah.
Accomplishment.
Yeah, seriously.
Awesome.
Wanna hear, here, I'll play the other one for a second just so you know how the other one would have sounded. Not as good.
No, I'm glad that you got through it live.
Yeah, me too.
Well, surprisingly, we've only got 10 minutes left, so let's cram some more music in there.
Yeah, I think I can fit everything in there.
Awesome.
This, I'm going to do a song that my friend Tristan wrote. He was in my band, and then now he's living in Monterey. And this is one of his songs. Do an acoustic. Let me find a capo. All right. It's called, well, I don't think he has a name for it, but he was calling it Our Roses. And his name's Tristan Kadish. Here it goes. When will you return to California? When will you be knocking at my door? Your frozen fingers warm as you cross the threshold to my home. Can't believe how long that you've been gone. When will you return to California? When will you be sharing this bottle of wine? The tips of our noses will dip into each other's roses, splendors of grape and vintage stores. The feelings that you hide away will drift along with the shoreman's weight. The wave goodbye is tied into a boat. And wish the best of luck to our boat.
When will you return from all your travels? When will you be standing here with me? Is the east so fine a place? Is it a proper way to hide your face? The west is wondering where you'd rather be. When will you return from the starry lakeside and come barreling between the golden gates? I'll send a song that sirens sing upon the wind of birds' wings. So be listening, for here I will wait. The feelings that you hide away will drift along with the shoreman's wake. The waves are binding tight into us both, and wish the best of luck to our boat. When will you return from California? When will you be knocking at my door? Your frozen fingers warm as you cross the threshold to my home. I can't believe how long that you've been gone.
Alright, and then I'll do another one quickly. This one's called If I Could Remember. On newer one. Okay.
If I could remember. far, or was it close, you know? Why aren't you home? I don't know, when you left a hole instead of this hole. If I could remember, if I could remember,
hey.
Hey, still there?
Yeah, it sounded really good.
Still trucking?
Yep.
All right.
We're just about, we've got like a minute left, so where can we find this stuff? Have you been recording any of the recent more loop-based songs?
Yeah, I have. Some of these are going to be out before 2009's over, and the easiest way would be to email me at davidjaberi@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And because I have, you know, MySpace.
Yeah, I was about to ask if we wanted to stream the songs from a social networking website.
Yeah.
What would the address be?
MySpace.com/DavidRezaJaberi. That would be a good one. And I don't know. I make albums, but, you know, I don't really sell them that much online. There's one for sale up there, but it's not the loop-based ones. So
yeah.
You have to wait for that, I guess.
With bated breath.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I'll send you one if you want, Dove.
Yeah, I would love one. Well, that's about it for us.
Yeah.
Thank you again so much for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to hear it.
Yeah. Hang on just a second. You've been listening to David Reza Jaberi on Phoning It In. I hope I pronounced it right that time.
Yeah, perfect.
KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, KDVS.org. Check him out on the aforementioned MySpace page. Check us out at myspace.com/phoningitin and phoningitin.net. Thanks and stay tuned.